America First Policy Institute Governor's Council and Mayor's Council Demand End to Democrat Shutdown. By Hannah Knudsen on October 1, 2025. The America First Policy Institute Governor's Council and Mayor's Council are both demanding an end to the Democrat shutdown in letters signed by 32 governors and mayors across the country. In a letter to senators, the Governor's Council urged the Senate to pass a clean, short-term funding extension immediately, something the Democrats rejected, leading to the government shutdown. The council makes clear that our troops, first responders, and firefighters should never have their paychecks put at risk. Seniors and veterans should never wonder if their benefits will be disrupted. Families should never face uncertainty about food assistance because Congress refuses to do its job. These consequences are real, immediate, and entirely avoidable, the letter reads. Further, the letter makes clear that Americans do not want the Senate to cave to the Democrats' demands, which center around a wish list involving an extension of COVID-era subsidies. Make no mistake, Americans do not want a $1.5 trillion partisan wish list that bankrolls benefits for illegal immigrants while cutting historic investments in rural health care, the letter reads in part. They want stability, security, and responsible governance. Watch, no choice. Trump says Democrats are to blame if shutdown hurts Americans. In all, the Governor's Council calls for a clean, short-term extension, deeming it the only path forward. It protects our service members and veterans, ensures continuity for essential programs, and prevents unnecessary disruption to our state's economies and communities. Shutting down the government weakens America and undermines trust in our institutions, the letter reads, reminding lawmakers that the proposed budget extension is a straightforward, bipartisan solution much like the 13 clean funding extensions passed by congressional leadership during the Biden administration. Similarly, the Mayor's Council also sent a letter to the Senate, pleading for the passage of the GOP's clean bill. The House has already advanced a clean, bipartisan extension. The Senate supported this exact approach just 6 months ago. There is no justification for refusing the same common-sense solution now, the letter, signed by several mayors across the country, reads. Watch, Democrats never had a real plan to avoid shutdown. Americans do not want a bloated partisan budget that funds benefits for illegal immigrants while shortchanging investments that strengthen our communities. They want responsible leadership, stability, and accountability, the Mayor's Council continues, calling for the passage of a clean, short-term extension. Mayors know firsthand how damaging uncertainty can be to small businesses, to public safety, and to trust in government itself, they add. We call on the Senate to act immediately. The American people deserve leaders who put America first and keep the government open. The government officially shut down at 12:01 a.m. Eastern after 44 Democrats voted Tuesday to block a House-passed spending plan hours before the deadline. A recent New York Times/Siena poll suggests, however, that Democrats are losing the messaging war, as the vast majority of registered voters said the Democrats should not shut down the government for their demands.